better.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We always go inside the Beltway with, as I like to call them, the true insiders. And she really is. She's the senior correspondent for Talk Radio News, Victoria Jones. Victoria, busy week in Washington, huh?
Very much so. Congress is back after a two-week recess that they get over spring break. I don't know how they get to get 2 weeks, but they do. They came back with a vengeance on Monday. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid went ballistic on the Senate floor over this possible gun filibuster and excoriated Republican signers of a letter by Senator Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and Ted Cruz, saying, accusing Republican signers of being afraid to even engage in this debate, saying shame on them. The least Republicans owe the parents of 20 children murdered with guns at Sandy Hook Elementary is a thoughtful debate. And that's some of the politer stuff, she says.
Yeah, some of the politer stuff. So it's going to get pretty heated all the way down the stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, it is going to get pretty heated because it then ratcheted up later in the day when President Obama went to Hartford, Connecticut, and met with family members of victims of the Sandy Hook massacre, and then gave probably, I would say, the most impassioned speech I think I've seen him make for a very, very long time at a full stadium at the university with family members who were on their feet, and it was quite extraordinary as everybody was just demanding a vote. They were just demanding a vote. They weren't even demanding passage. They were demanding a vote.
Yeah, exactly. Man, and even in the next couple of months with the Supreme Court decisions coming down and whatnot, man, unreal. Now, the other thing, of course, that's happening is what's going on with North Korea and, you know, the positioning there and Chuck Hagel saying, the Secretary of Defense said, hey, on my watch, this isn't going to happen. What's really, truly the conversation in D.C.? What are people saying about Kim Jong-un?
Well, you know, I think that people are always find it hard to get past the bad haircut and the fat. But once you do that, and you have to do it because it's a powerful country and he has a lot of power, then you have to start to get very concerned because this is a young man about whom we knew nothing. The North Korean people did not know he existed for his entire childhood.
Yeah.
He was hidden from the North Korean people. I mean, this is how weird this guy's life was. And now he's so determined to prove himself that he's willing, it seems, to test fire missiles and possibly launch something, we don't know what, to coincide with the 15th of April, which is the anniversary of the birth of his grandfather, the founder of the nation.
Ooh.
So that is the real concern at this point, is he willing to do something for that anniversary?
Yeah. Yeah, on a side, personal note, how about the cherry blossoms? Are the cherry blossoms really as out of control as I've heard?
They are spectacular and outstanding, and we are in the peak now. I am going to see them, not downtown. We have our own small cherry blossom secret area near me. I'm going to the secret area tomorrow.
I like that. I'm going to the secret area. And you're not going to tell us where the secret area is, are you?
No.
All right, Victoria Jones, have fun. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You hear her accent. She's talked to us before about the former Prime Minister of England, Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher dead at the age of 87. That's one of the big stories on the day. If you think Ronald Reagan's pal, the conservative movement, what happened when Margaret Thatcher was in power, how the Irish, the IRA tried to take her out at one point in many of the things that happened during her reign. She certainly had many, many admirers and just as many detractors as well. A lot of people reacting to the death of the Iron Lady. Not everyone thought she changed things for the better. I think based on so many of the people that we've talked to in the past, there were things that Margaret Thatcher did that had to be done that really did turn things around at a tough time in England. She saved Britain in my mind, and unfortunately handed it over to the bankers who turned out to be the bad guys in the end. So you could also look at it as, well, how much of that paved the way for what we're seeing now? I think, as I'll say again, at the time, if she didn't do some of the things that she did, England, which was already drowning in huge problems and massive, massive, massive riots and whatnot with workers and companies and factories and everything else, I think that they would have gone down the tubes even faster in a much different way, a much different way. So some people believe that she was an incredible prime minister, and others think that she didn't do the things that she needed to do. Whatever, she was a political giant. She was an icon, certainly in many different senses of the word, and she was very close to Ronald Reagan, very, very close to Ronald Reagan. And there are so many interesting moments, I think, in the course of her history. I was going through many of the speeches that where she had a memorable line or two. Remember, in the beginning, speeches were tough on her, but then she got better at them. And one of the early on things that Thatcher was quoted for, and she said, "In politics, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman." And of course, Meryl Streep portrayed her in the movie, and that was one of the lines that she used in the movie, because it was a very, very famous quote from early on in Thatcher's career in politics. She was also tight with Mikhail Gorbachev, who was then the Soviet leader, and she said she liked Gorbachev. "We can do business together," if you remember the Cold War and what was going on then. She said, you know, being powerful is like being a lady. If you have to tell people you are, then you aren't. And she also is famous for an interview that she gave in the late 80s where she said, "There is no such thing as society. There are individual men and women, and there are families, and no government can do anything except through people, and people look to themselves first." So Margaret Thatcher dead at the age of 87. Coming up on America Tonight, besides talking about Margaret Thatcher, a couple of other things on the agenda include the fact that we have a new NCAA national champion, and that would be Louisville defeating Michigan 82-76. Certainly a thrilling game to the end. It was kind of an unpredictable tournament, and I think it ended that way. Hang with us. We're kicking a can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
She ranks when it comes to world leaders. Would you rank her in the bottom of the pile or on the top? I gave you a couple of her memorable lines. A lot of people around the world reacting to Margaret Thatcher's death. She died, by the way, after suffering a stroke. It had been a rough few years for Margaret Thatcher. They say she actually was pretty peaceful after the stroke. Thatcher led Britain's conservatives to three wins from 79 to 1990. It actually was the longest continuous period in office by a British prime minister since the early 19th century. She was right there with Ronald Reagan. Somebody one time told me, you're not a good leader if you're not massively criticized. So if my buddy, who covers politics and has for a long time, is correct in that, then she was a decent leader because people really railed against her. She battled communism. She saw the Berlin Wall, as Reagan did, get torn down in 1989. The British Prime Minister, the current one, David Cameron, cut short a trip that he was taking to a bunch of European countries after the announcement of the death of Thatcher and said, in just a quick comment, we've lost a great leader, a great prime minister, and a great Britain. Tony Blair, a former prime minister, said Thatcher had a vast impact on the world. President Obama said America has lost a true friend, while former President George W. Bush said Thatcher was an inspirational leader. Prime Minister Thatcher is a great example of strength and character and a great ally who strengthened the special relationship between the United Kingdom and the United States. That was a full comment from George W. Bush. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth II was pretty sad to hear of Thatcher's passing, saying that she would be sending a private message of sympathy to her family today. Downing Street says the Queen has authorized a ceremonial funeral, a step short, of a state funeral to be held at St. Paul's Cathedral. So this funeral will be attended by all kinds of people, and the service will then have a private cremation. But there weren't a lot of details on what was going to happen after that. She really had an interesting 11 years as prime minister. You know, it was all about that the dedication to the free markets, and many European allies hated Thatcher for that. She took a big chunk of the economy from states' hands, threw it into private ownership. And I'll tell you, one of the best comments that I think I ever heard or was ever quoted from Thatcher that I could dig up was, the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. And as I said, it was very topsy-turvy for Thatcher when she was in office because of all the things that she had to deal with. And that was the big thing that she had to deal with, socialism, the big push for socialism, and what was happening ultimately in the country and what was happening to the workers, and then what she turned around and did. She certainly was formidable. There's no question about that. That's why the Iron Lady, the whole idea of she was made of steel and whatnot. So some people are actually criticizing the fact that there is no state funeral, but she didn't. That would be Margaret Thatcher. She wouldn't have wanted a state funeral. She wouldn't have wanted that. That wasn't, certainly was not her way. So as I said, Margaret Thatcher, dead at the age of 87, lots of people commenting and reacting, thinking back, hearkening back to the 80s and what happened there and her relationship with the United States. And it's interesting when you see where politics is now today and leadership today compared to what it was during her, I'll call it, reign, during the time when she was Prime Minister of England. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Speaking of women in politics, an interesting side note here about the Clintons. Bill Clinton pretty much said that Hillary Clinton is interested in 2016. But what is curious is a story that I read in maybe Time magazine or some other magazine where they were crunching the numbers. And so for 2016, she would need to raise $100 million in the next 20 months if she wants to shed other rivals on the Democratic side for that White House bid. I mean, that's an incredible number. $100 million. So super PAC. That's got to be super PAC money. How do you pull that together? You know, Clinton is a polarizing figure in politics. So she's kind of flying under the radar. Clinton last time around raised $36 million in the first quarter of 2007 and was just ahead of the eventual winner, Obama. Clinton's people are saying, we learned our lesson the last time around. We're going to start bringing cash through Super PAC ready for Hillary. So for all the poo-pooing of the Super PACs, now the Democrats are saying, well, and certainly the Hillary people, we have to raise the money. We got to do it this way. That's what we're going to do. We have to pump it through. She's also, by the way, working on a memoir and a policy book about her years as the Secretary of State. And it's not titled, and it's supposed to be released in June of 2014. Who knows what she's getting. But she got $8 million for her memoir, which was called Living History, if you remember, a long, long time ago. And this one is said to be just a tad more than the last time around. So Jack Down Under says she's had her 8 years in the White House. She's had her 8 years in the White House. Clintons. Do we need any more Clintons or Bushes? What would be interesting just from, I don't know, just from a historical perspective, is if you saw a race where Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton went up against each other. However, I have to think that we are ready to shed these legacy candidates and really get something new happening in Washington, figuring a way that we got to get out of this mess, we got to get out of this jam, and stop feeding the same old thing to the people. And why these legacy families keep on coming back for more, coming back. I think that, and because they have political acumen, in other words, they know people with money, and they know people that will prop them up. But I think we need more fresh blood in there, if anything else. So I don't know how successful a bid would actually really be when it came down to it for Hillary Clinton. And maybe even the same thing for Jeb Bush. They have friends, they have ways to raise money, but is this the best we do? We keep going after retreads, no offense to either one of them. Why does Hillary Clinton want to get back in this mess right before she turns 70? And Jeb Bush, the why now also get into the ring? And I guess part of that answer is because they never stop being political. And so always thinking about the next election. And for Bill Clinton, I mean, that's the end for him. After two terms as president, how high can you go? But could you imagine if in our country's history we had a husband president for two terms, and then a decade plus later, we have his counterpart as president? Wow. Like I said, it would make for some interesting history, but would Hillary Clinton make a good leader, as people try to put into perspective Margaret Thatcher's position, her place in history, with detractors and people who will praise her? Hillary Clinton already has her place in history after the Secretary of State position, after being a senator and a first lady starting things out, and certainly running a law firm and running her husband's campaign. So now, does she end up on the campaign trail again, and is she electable? So it's kind of interesting, especially as we think of Margaret Thatcher and what she meant to England and how she is remembered in the history books. 855-266-5283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Tonight, we have a final send-off for the former AD of Rutgers University, Tim Pernetti. And he's probably not going to like it, but that's okay. He's got that coming up and something to look forward to for him. Got a note from the cop man who says, springtime in New Jersey, sunburn, 75. Woo, so maybe Tim Pernetti. We'll go get a boat and cruise around the Jersey Shore. You know that whole thing about I got to wear sunglasses because I'm just too cool? Think of that Huey Lewis song and during the daytime. So, or dark sunglasses at night. I think he's walking around with sunglasses at this point. Because even in the middle of college basketball's crowning moment, who's going to be the national title winner? And that was Louisville knocking off of Michigan. There still was conversation about Rutgers. The Scarlet Knights getting more coverage than ever. Unfortunately, it's not great coverage. Also, as we mix things in, we tend to do that here in America tonight. Speaking of coverage, here's the thing. Gun legislation. There's big talk of the filibuster in the Senate. The White House lashed out big time, furious, I heard, saying that this is political stunts and shenanigans, and they're trying to hide behind procedural maneuvers. That's this whole nonsense with the filibuster. Senator Mike Lee, Republican, as you all know, from Utah, said, look, 13 senators have signed a letter to the majority leader, that would be Harry Reid, threatening that, you know, you want to shove this legislation down our throat, feel free, but if it infringes on the American people's constitutional right to bear arms, there just might be a filibuster. So you got Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, they're like murderers row in terms of Republicans in the Senate. They're pushing to hold it up. 60 vote threshold. They're trying to require the 60 votes, which would could very well kill that legislation. So then they were joined later in the day by Mitch McConnell. He always brings up the rear, doesn't he? So that brings the total to now, I guess, 14. Reid says the first steps to bring the gun control package to the floor by is, you know, that whole Senate debate. He said he was deeply troubled by the Republicans' warning. And these guys are just back from 2 weeks of spring recess because they were working so hard, they needed some more time off. And they're prepping a bill for consideration. So you got follow along. So this leadoff guy is Lee. Then you got in the two-hole, Paul. Three is Cruz. And maybe, ironically, batting cleanup would be Mitch McConnell. I mean, he comes in late to the game, but he's the cleanup guy because he's the voice. So the president goes wild in the White House. He criticizes the proposed filibuster. He was doing an event in Connecticut at the University of Hartford. So that's give or take 45 minutes or so from Newtown, where the 21st graders were shot and killed. And he says, you know, in Washington, they're already floating the idea that they might use political stunts. So Obama, who was introduced by Nicole Hockley, her son Dylan, was one of the victims, which is just so, so sad. I mean, you cannot touch the victims. I think they are entitled to their opinions, whether they agree with me or you or whatever. Who cares? They are entitled to their opinions, absolutely. I can't imagine the pain of losing a child and losing a child that way, the fury that you would feel, and no repercussions, no justice, in a sense, because Adam Lanza chickens out and kills himself. So there was no justice in seeing some kind of a trial and throwing away the key or any of that, which is the punishment system. It's so many of the people that were in this crowd in Hartford were screaming at the top of their lungs, we want to vote. The president says some family members who lost kids on December 14th are just like these family members, are just like the people who were victims of the 9/11 terror attack back on those days, because everything changed for them. You know, everything changes. I agree. The music stops. You're dealing with it. It's, you know, unbelievable. And this whole idea of hiding behind the filibuster, let's open that up for a second. Filibustering. Is it a good idea? Is it a stunt? Is it now become reduced to a stunt? Rand Paul successfully did it, got the answer to his question about the attorney general, had a little help from his friends, and not all of them were Republicans. Some Democrats also jumped in. Of course, this was more than a month ago. Now, pulling it out the second time for the gun measure, has it been reduced to being called a stunt or not? And what Jay Carney is saying, the White House spokesperson, is imagine what they would say to the families of the victims of Newtown about why a certain measure never came to a vote, because they filibustered. Because they filibustered it. So 11 members of the Sandy Hook Elementary School families, the victims, are flying back to Washington with Obama and Air Force One. They're going to lobby the lawmakers Tuesday. That's going to be the big headlines that you see coming out of Washington in support of gun control. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin are in talks for a proposal to expand the checks to gun shows and internet sales. But importantly, exempt from some sales between hunters or close relatives, which I agree with. I mean, give me a break here. In fact, it happened in my own family. My husband had a deer rifle that we didn't even have in the house. He had when he hunted, and my nephew asked if he could have the rifle, wanted to pay him for the rifle, and he was so excited about it because he was going out to the deer blind with my brother-in-law, and he sold him the rifle. Now, how would that be necessary to go through these extensive background checks? I think there should be some common sense and some exemptions, and this would be a good one. If it's a close relative, why would we jump through those kinds of hoops? Now, I think some would make the argument about that, because then they're going to say, well, what if something's wrong? What if something comes up? What if there's red flags? Blah, 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 blah. And then it also, as we sit here, or I sit here and talk about the fact that Tuesday's a huge day on the Hill, and what's happening with the potential filibuster and what's going to go on with this gun bill, you have to keep asking yourself the same question, because one of the main parts of the bill which could become law is what I just mentioned, the idea of the universal background checks. Should it be that there's universal checks, but let's make some exemptions for things like common sense things, like family members doing that? You know, hey, here's $150 or $30 or whatever it is for your gun, however much, whatever. Or should there be no exceptions, even transactions among family members? I mean, it seems pretty, like I said, pretty common sense that why wouldn't you do it? It's too cumbersome already. And here's the problem. Would the new system be effective? Would it be effective? It wouldn't be effective, I think, in the casual sense with the family members at all, because it would be ridiculous. But the problem always with any kind of regulation is, how much of a success will the regulation be? So the money spent and arguing on it and going back and forth and figuring out what's the thing to do. Hey, if it's the right thing to do, and it's, you got a good chance, 85%, I'm going to call 85 a good chance, 85% to really make it effective, to make it work, then I'm on board. If it's smooth sailing and just a few hiccups along the way. But doesn't it seem like everything, not every piece of legislation, but I'll say a big chunk of legislation that comes out of D.C. is not properly thought out as an entire law, because so much is stuffed in it along the way. I thought we were done with all that special agenda nonsense, but seemingly it is not so. We're seeing now with affordable health care all the little surprises that have trickled out. And I know I'm comparing health care to guns, but just as worrisome as to what could also be part of the law. Once it's on the books, especially if you're talking about federal law trumping state law, it's very, very important to make sure there aren't other little surprises that are being stuck in it that we really won't know about, unless somebody brings it out. Unless somebody brings it out and says, hey, by the way, this is also part of this bill. So I'd say, sure, for background checks, if it's not ridiculous and over the top. But as I say that, I would be worried as to what kind of legislation comes out of the Senate on this one. 855-266-5283. Wake up, sleepyheads. We have a surprise for the former AD of Rutgers University.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Your job. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you in the nooks and crannies. Wake up, America. Have you ever been fired from a job? Come on, fess up. Everybody's lost a job at some point in their life, even if it was just through a downsizing or whatever, or companies melding together, that kind of stuff. You're just, unfortunately, a victim. But it's rare to meet the person who has never, ever been fired from a job. I have a friend named Ernie Brown. In fact, he used to do America Tonight. He initially started the show a long time ago, it seems, in, I can't think of the year, actually. We'll have to have him on the show sometime in Seattle. And he's been fired 7 times, and each time successfully, he's moved up the ladder and made more money, I think, than half the people I know in broadcasting. And I love him. We're really good friends. And it's just the nature of the beast. And boom, he went on to other things just like that. But when he was fired, I wonder how often he got a huge payout. The Rutgers former AD, Tim Pernetti, ends up with $1.2 million after he was, well, resigned. Didn't so much get booted, he resigned. And usually when you resign, you don't get what you get when you're fired. So he has the forced resignation. The state will pay his annual $453,000 salary through June of 2014. He also gets a lump sum equal to 18 months of salary, so that's $679,000 payable by next month. That's sweet. And he gets health and pension benefits through October of 2015. He gets a car stipend through June of 2014. He's eligible for up to $50,000 in bonuses based on the school's athletic, academic, and financial successes through June 2014. Wow, how crazy is that? So he can't be the puppeteer, but anything that happens when they slide into the next conference, he can take it. He can get 50 grand, just a 50 grand check. So they agreed to a mutual release of all claims, meaning to avoid making disparaging remarks. So that's what Rutgers, the price they pay to shut him up. That's basically what it is. There's not going to be any conversation trash-talking. So it's forced the trash-talking down. Wow, what would it be like to have a forced resignation? Any of you listening, Cop, Harmony, Jack, Joe listening to us in Illinois, Dan in Texas, Izzy, she's had a ton of different jobs. What would, in a good sense, because she's done a lot of interesting things, a lot of you have done a lot of interesting things, ever, were you ever forced to resign and got a sweetheart package like that, or were fired and walked away with a giant chunk of change? I'm going to say a lot of people aren't quite that lucky. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Matt Johnson, did you ever walk away with like the gold watch, the Cadillac, the duffel bag full of swag when you resigned?
I have never gotten anything like that.
Now, you're young, still in your career, of course. But I don't get it. There are just some people that are lucky like that. Now, granted, he brought money and attention to the school, and that's the thing. And that was during the time that he was the athletic director. Now he's brought heartache and pain and big donors saying that they might withdraw their money. But he did make the school a whole bunch of money. So Tim Pernetti has time on his hands. I'm from New Jersey. He's from New Jersey. We have a connection between myself and my godson and Pernetti. So against my better judgment, I am going to put him, because we can't play favorites, I am going to put him in our America Tonight dungeon. So, Matt, open the door and escort him in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
And here's how this works, this little game that we play on ATN. I will send Pernetti a key. Trust me, I have his address. When he gets the key in the mail, if he chooses to, he can come on America Tonight. We would love it. And he can tell his side of the story. Now, he's not supposed to say disparaging things, so we might have to add a little flavor to the interview if he were to join us on the air. I'm not sure. We could get lucky in this one. 1.2 million, iPad, car allowance, 2 years of health insurance. Wow, that's pretty good to walk away and have that kind of a severance package. I really, really think most of us in our lifetime won't have that kind of severance package. I mean, Rutgers tuition is huge now. It used to be an affordable college. Now their tuition is really pricey. And, of course, that tuition is paying for things like this. And he was the one, he was the one who decided that he was going to do a reclamation project on Mike Rice, the coach of Rutgers, which caused all these problems. But he did create a little bit of the farm system for them. So that's the deal. That's the deal. And I just know people, if you're thinking about this and turn this around and you're thinking about jobs and leaving jobs, what a sweet deal that is. Wow. What a sweet deal to end up with that kind of cash, living high off the hog, because that's high off the hog. That's a good contract. There should be a lesson in this for everybody. If you can get a good agreement or a good contract, you have to have a parachute clause somewhere. If I am forced to resign or you decide to boot me, go ahead. Go ahead. But here's what you got to give me in return. You got to give me a great package. Do with that what you will among yourselves. I got to get a great package. So, hey, hats off to Pernetti and his attorney for working that, because everybody's talking about it. Oh, yeah. And, of course, they're talking about it. And the reason they're talking about it is because it is shocking to the average Joe. The average Joe. Louisville, finishing on this note, wins the national title, as I said at the top, beating Michigan in the final game, 82-76. It was pretty close. It looked like Michigan, at one point they had a big lead, but that's what happens with Louisville. They come back in the end. So Luke Hancock, big off the bench for them, 22 points. Pitino becomes the first coach to win national titles at two schools. So very, very, very big. He gets in the Hall of Fame. He is having a day. Getting in the Hall of Fame a couple of days after his horse won a big race and is headed to the Kentucky Derby. Life is sweet for these people in athletics. We all did something wrong. And a few days after that, his son got the head coaching job at Minnesota, more than the trifecta for him. And, of course, winning the big tournament is giant. Giant, because now it's two schools. Michigan, by the way, was in it. They hung in there from the get-go. But in the end, it was Louisville that came out on top, and that's what matters. They came off the bench. They did whatever they had to do. So the Cardinals wanted to win the title, and I think part of it is the motivation from their injured guard, Kevin Ware. So congratulations to the Louisville Cardinals from all of us at America Tonight.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.